The North Pacific Council's recommendation would mainly affect the so-called 30% fleet. Those are groundfish vessels 60 to 125 feet long, which only have to carry an observer 30% of the time. But for the first time, the restructured program would also require observer coverage for the halibut fleet in Alaska and for groundfish vessels less than 60 feet long. The National Marine Fisheries Service uses observers to record and manage catches and unintentional bycatch in federal fisheries. They also gather a variety of other data. According to North Pacific Council analyst Nicole Kimball, the problem with the current system is that NIMS has no control over when observers are deployed on the 30% boats, and that affects the data.
In effect, you know, inherently there's some bias in the data. You either get a lot of data in one time period, you get a lot of data at the beginning of the season or the end of the season with people trying to meet those requirements, or you get a lot of data in one area and very little in another area. So in order to deploy observers according to a statistically valid sampling plan, the agency needed to be in control of when and where observers are deployed. And so the focus really was on those fleets that don't need 100% coverage. Those fleets that need one or two observers at all times are clearly getting enough data, and there's not the ability for any bias to be inherent in that data.
So the program would not change for groundfish vessels over 125 feet, which generally have to carry and pay for one or more observers 100% of the time. Rather, the restructuring's focused on the 30% sector. NIMS has not yet determined how many of the smaller boats will have to carry observers under the new system, but all vessels in that sector have to help cover the costs of the program through a 1.25% tax on the value of their landings. Kimball says the agency would have to develop an annual deployment plan in consultation with the council and its advisors each year.
So there will be this feedback loop to the agency on not only how the fee proceeds were used, because they're going to assess an excess value fee to pay for this program, but also how the deployment went in the previous year and what's proposed for the coming year. So the approach really for those fleets that have not been covered in the past is kind of a low and slow approach. But we know that the data that we do get back will be good data, unbiased data, such that the agency can determine where the priorities for coverage will be in the future.
Under the restructured program, Kimball expects smaller boats will be randomly selected to carry observers to collect data for a specified duration of the fishing season.
The agency is committed to working with all the fleets, but specifically with the small boat sectors that haven't carried observers before. And so if anyone was chosen in that process, NIMS is trying to speak with vessel captains and owners for every vessel that they put an observer on in those newly covered fleets.
And according to Kimball, the program will take into account the difficulty small boats may have in bringing an additional person on board.
In the analysis, the agency also committed to providing, you know, potential considerations for those vessels that are either just get selected and they can't accommodate an observer, or some other situation, and the agency will look at that on a case-by-case basis to determine if that's possible to either get an exemption or in the future use electronic monitoring as opposed to a human observer.
While fishermen are not happy about paying another fee on their catch, Petersburg Vessel Owners Association Director Julianne Curry thinks it could have been worse.
You know, it's difficult because the halibut and sable fish IFQ fleets already pay up to 3% monitoring and enforcement fee, so explaining to them that they're going to have to pay another 1.25% is probably going to be difficult, but we were facing a 2% fee across the board, and getting that fee reduced is extremely important to the coastal economies that are dependent on commercial fishing as their mainstay and how they make their living. You know, sablefish and halibut have both seen significant cuts over the past few years of biomass and quota. So these are people who are struggling to make their quota share payments, who are struggling to make a living and make sure that they're hiring the same amount of crew. So either way you look at it, it's going to be difficult, but it's better than it could have been.
The restructuring is still a ways from final. NIMS now has to draft specific regulations based on the council's recommendation. Those rules will go back to the North Pacific Council and its advisors before they ultimately have to be approved by the Secretary of Commerce. The restructuring is not expected to go into effect at least until 2013. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.